Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Nearly three quarters of us are either extremely or very concerned about the cost of food. This is new research. It's published this morning in PwC's Voice of the Consumer survey. Now, we know the CSO says that butter, cheese and milk prices, they've all gone up at multiples of the overall rate of inflation. The price of a pound of butter has gone up by around a euro over the past year. It's an average of €4.69 for a pound of butter now. That's a surge of more than 26%. Katrina Redmond is with me, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Hello, Katrina.
Good morning, Claire.
We all know this. Like, we all, we're told that the overall inflation rate is coming down, but it doesn't feel like that when you're doing your grocery shopping, does it?
It certainly doesn't. And I've been tracking the prices since early 2022. And it involves checking in with each of the supermarkets to see what they're charging for key items. And you're talking about butter there, but actually it has risen like over 60%. Since March 2022, which is just whopper. Some of the other big ticket prices are an increase of over 53% on sliced pan and over 55% on a pound of beef mince. So all of these are really adding up to that feeling of being hard pressed when we're doing our supermarket shopping.
And all those figures, Katrina, that you've given me there, they're since 2022, are they? They're in,
yes,
over the last
correct.
3 years. So we're looking at increases of 50, 53 and 60% since then. So it's no wonder we're all feeling the squeeze.
Yeah, that's it. And that feeling when we go to supermarket is becoming worse, because not only are we feeling the squeeze with the money that we have, but also then we've got the added complication of shrinkflation, which is complicating things. Some of the items that we buy, the core items, you know, in kilos and in pounds, they don't change so much, but some of the more packaged and more processed items, we're coming up against smaller package sizes, but still paying the same price. Mm-hmm.
So are we at the stage now where we need to change our food habits, change what we eat if we want to bring the bill down?
Well, it's a difficult one, because the research that came from PwC this morning also said that consumers are trying to take out ultra-processed foods from their diet. But it's a sad fact that at the moment, certain ultra-processed foods are cheaper than whole foods. So for those people who want to cook from scratch and buy whole foods, there is a chance that they may be paying more. For example, research that I've done over the last couple of years is that it is actually cheaper to buy a pre-processed lasagna in the supermarket than it is to make your own.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're someone who has maybe had a steak once a week and you decide now to have mince because you're getting better value for your mince, even your mince is going up exponentially, isn't it?
Yeah, mince has increased by over 55% in the last 3 years since March 2022. So again, you're trying to stretch it out to make more with less. So, for example, on my part, I'd be adding in tins of beans into my mince-based dishes to make it stretch, to add in that protein and to make it feel like we're eating the same amount.
And if you do that with lentils in a lasagna or a shepherd's pie, the people you're feeding, your children, aren't going to notice, really, are they?
No, they're certainly not, because lentils break down fantastically well. In fact, you could nearly get away with putting lentils into a bolognese full stop. Like, it's one of those really handy ingredients to have in the store cupboard. Mm-hmm. Makes meals stretch. It's fantastic.
Because the old advice is always in situations like this, when the prices are going up, that we should always shop around. But are we at the point now where the increases are across the board? And even if you are shopping around, you're probably still going to experience inflation in the supermarket.
Yeah, so you are going to experience inflation no matter what level of food you're buying in the supermarket. If it's own brand or private label, it's going to be expensive, just as if you're, you know, aiming for deluxe or more premium products in the supermarket. That said, each of the supermarkets have an own brand, private label, kind of, they call it value or home brand. And those prices, they tend to price match across the supermarket. So you'll find that those prices are similar no matter what supermarket you go to. There are other ways you can save. You can pick up loyalty cards. You can pick up discounts. There's only one supermarket who doesn't do loyalty cards or discounts, but the other four do. And it's very handy to have all those apps on your phone when you're going to the supermarket. And I always say, don't be loyal to the supermarket. Be loyal to your budget. take a look at what you've got in the cupboards. Shop your cupboards first before you go to the supermarket, and then buy less based upon what you've got. We all sleepwalk into the supermarket shopping. We buy the same things every week. We eat the same things every week, and that's where we're going to get caught out.
So the brand loyalty thing, we all might like to have our brands for the different foods. And you mentioned there the own brand when it comes to the basics. Are we just smarter if we go for those things? Because some people might turn their nose up and say, I don't want that particular type of beans. I want my regular beans. Are there certain things that you can get away with using the value brand for?
You absolutely can. Butter, for example, is a great way of saving money. As I said, like the premium prices have increased, and for certain brands, like you could be spending over €5 for a pound of butter in the supermarket. But buy own brand and you can pay up to €2 or more less for the same quantity and very little difference in the flavour.
Okay, so you can make savings by taking some of the meat products out, or maybe mixing in some cheaper alternatives like the chickpeas and the beans. The own brands as well, that's a way to save some money. How do you counter shrinkflation?
Well, you're really going to want to be taking a look at what you're buying, taking a look at weights rather than the product that you're picking up off the shelf, and buying based upon weight. So it's mandated at the moment that prices on your supermarket shelf should mention the price per gram. So take a look at that rather than the overall price.
Now, in the United States, we know over the last while they've had a huge problem with eggs, the price of eggs going up. And for something like that, if you see the price of eggs going up in one place, they're going to be going up everywhere, aren't they, that price?
Yeah, and that's a difficulty because, as I said, they price match across the supermarkets. But you can get around that by buying a different size of eggs. Large eggs tend to be more expensive. There's very little weight difference, believe it or not, between a medium egg and a large egg. And you can get away with buying medium eggs. But you can also get great value if you buy even smaller eggs or pullets. And you can also get even better value again if you can find a local farmer and you can buy eggs directly from there.
Yeah, that's the ideal, isn't it? So just going back to your advice, Katrina, on changing your food habits. Can you give us a few more? Because you said there that we always buy the same thing. And I think anybody listening to this who does the weekly shop will agree with you that we all tend to go for the same thing and roughly the same menu probably every week, or types of food. So how can we change that up to save a bit of money at the till?
My best advice to you is to take a look in your spice cupboard. Take a look at the spices you have. We all have spices that have been languishing there for over a year. Use that to change up what you've got and to change up the foods that you're buying. Start taking a look at food planning and meal planning. Sit down, pull a couple of recipe books off the shelf, take a look at what you've got and change up one new meal every week at least, and you'll begin to notice the difference. And ultimately, unfortunately, the price of meat protein and proteins in general is going up. So those lentils, those beans, those pulses are really going to bring your costs down if you can go vegan or vegetarian once a week.
Okay, so once a week, introduce a vegetarian or a vegan meal. Fish, we know it's so good for us, but that's where we've really seen prices going up as well, haven't we?
Yeah, I nearly fell over when I took a look at a bag of prawns the other day in the supermarket and it was over €10, and I thought, I'm not going to be able to buy this. Mm-hmm. And I know that an awful lot of consumers feel like that. You can save on fish if you go to a fishmonger or if you buy off the harbour. So if you're lucky enough to live by the harbour, and look, we're an island country, I'm very lucky there's a harbour near to me, you can buy directly the catch off the boats and that can save money.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great if you have the opportunity to do it, and not everybody will have a chance to do that, but you will often see in different places that fish or certain types of fish will be on specials. But that goes back to what you were saying about don't be loyal to your supermarket or your shop. If you can, if you've got the time, you've got to shop around, right, for those best deals.
Yeah, definitely. And having those apps on your phone will really help, because you can, at the start of every week, you can open up all the apps, see what the specials are and say, oh, actually, I think I'd like to buy that this week. And based upon what the specials are, then you can choose your supermarket.
Katrina, thank you so much. Good to talk to you. Katrina Redmond there, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Now, from stockpiling food supplies to preparing for global threats, what happens on a weekend camping trip with the Irish survivalists? We'll find out after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.